This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin with guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Cecil. Before the break, we met our contestants, Sarah and Brian. Soon they'll play a game about fun, cheap dates, like going to church. Because I, like you, do a lot of praying on first dates.
I actually do a lot of praying before first dates.
Okay. What are you praying for?
I'm like, oh, please let this one not be as crazy as the last one.
And how often does that work out?
You know, if I don't think God's really listening.
Sarah, there's a rumor floating around that you're Jerry Seinfeld's daughter.
Yes, and that is correct.
You started that rumor?
Yes, true on both accounts.
Okay, why did you start the rumor?
So my dad, who again is here, he looks very much like Jerry Seinfeld. Although it's really more so that sometimes Jerry Seinfeld looks exactly like my dad. It's just a weird thing, but it is true. So I was explaining that to somebody many years ago, and they misheard me, and they thought I said, Jerry Seinfeld is my dad. And so I just ran with it, which was fine. And then it became this weird thing that, like, when I would meet people that I would know I would never see again, I would just be like, oh, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld's my dad. It was kind of weird. I just didn't think anybody would ever, like, go...
Were they like, can I meet him? Can you get me tickets to a show? Anything like that?
They treated me differently because they thought I was super rich.
Yeah.
So.
Brian, okay, so you're an actuary that works with natural disasters. So what's the chance there's going to be a natural disaster soon?
About a 1 in 100.
1 in 100?
Yes, correct.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow, that's fantastic. So I don't have to worry about anything.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Here to perform your next game is guest musician Julian Villard.
We took the Hozier song, Take Me to Church, which compares falling in love to going to church, and rewrote it to be about cheap date ideas. Makes total sense.
Okay, so buzz in to answer. Sarah, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are off to the final round. Brian, you need to win this, or you'll have to convert to a random religion on our
Wheel of Face.
To induce idea digestion, they want an audience suggestion. If ours gets through the congestion, this troop will ask the question. Are they so glib they can ad-lib? Command them to think fast. Yes. Yes, and yes, and
Sarah.
Improv? Or do I need to be more specific?
Improv is as specific as I need.
Great.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, give me a show. Improv show. That is what we were looking for.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Up on the roof, we'll see our big old star give off less and less light. We'll see all the colors the pollution makes bright. And it happens on the regular, it's free. Watching day turn to night.
Sarah.
Stargazing?
No, that is not what we're looking for. I understand why you went that route, but not exactly. Brian, can you steal?
Watching the sunset.
Watching the sunset, yeah.
We can't afford to see the Yankees, but farm teams will still please. And we'll be at the ballpark, eating dogs that do not bark. In the summers, see up in Commerce.
Brian.
A minor league baseball game?
That is correct, yeah.
It will not be any hassle to watch the man in the high castle. Or Fleabag, don't get nervous, cause I have the streaming service. It's apparent that Transparent ain't on no network.
Brian?
Streaming TV, specifically Amazon.
Yeah, that is correct. I know, we got specific with our streaming in that question.
No master's tourney, the course comes up to my knee. We will hit the balls together, grab a small victory. Through the tunnel and the bridge, through the windmill, that's three. You avoided the castle, see, we don't need a tee.
Brian.
Going mini golfing?
Mini golf is correct.
You keep saying things I've done.
You've done these things?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Miniature golf?
Yeah.
Watching Amazon minor league baseball?
Not yet.
Not no.
Good idea.
I love that we're inspiring you. Very good. That's very funny. All right, this is your last clue.
National Mall, the spirit of St. Louis is in this domain. Apollo 11 and the Wright Brothers plane. We can touch a lunar rock and hay on the wallet, no strain.
Sarah?
The Smithsonian?
Can you be more specific?
No.
What?
Going there?
Yeah, yeah.
Walking around
it? I need a specific museum.
The space portion?
Air and Space. That's, yeah.
Yeah. We're, yeah.
Looking for the National Air and Space Museum, but we will take space portion.
Great. Great.
Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Brian. You won that game. All right, so we've tied one game apiece. It's time for a quick game three. I'll give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. So here's your category. The seven official James Bond films with titles stylized as one word... No spaces. Brian.
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. Sarah.
Just gonna think for a minute here. This is now my category.
30 seconds.
Well, I had a good run.
Oh, Sarah, we're sorry to see you go.
I don't watch James Bond.
The other answers not mentioned were GoldenEye, Moonraker, Octopussy, Skyfall, Spectre, and Thunderball. Brian, you're headed on to the final round.